Australia's corporate watchdog has issued a stark warning over high-risk crypto assets as European regulators start to crack down on the digital currencies. Australian Securities and Investments Commission's chairman, Joseph Longo, says people are failing to seek financial advice before investing. It comes as Spain and the United Kingdom step in to stop misleading advertising around the highly volatile assets. Dr. Iwa Salami is the interim director at the Centre of FinTech at the University of East London. Welcome to Breakfast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Iwa, let's go to Spain first. They've imposed restrictions on the promotion of cryptocurrencies by online influencers. The UK government is moving to regulate advertisements. What are the main concerns that those countries are responding to?
Okay, so the main concerns that these countries are responding to is the general idea of wanting to protect retail investors, and retail investors here being investors who are not well versed in the space, who don't really understand fully the risks involved in crypto assets or the risks involved in actual fact in any type of asset. So really, regulation seeks to protect retail investors, people that aren't well versed in the assets that they are wanting to invest in. And in this particular case, it's in crypto assets. So that's the main concern.
So here in Australia, we call them the so-called mum and dad investors. Just what's driving this? Has there been a spike in investment from those retail investors?
Yes. So in the UK, for example, there's an increasing amount of people. So around 2.3 million people in the UK are now thought to own a crypto asset. Of course, because these are growing in popularity. But unfortunately, it's also the research also tells us that the understanding of crypto assets and the risks around them isn't growing at the same pace as the interest is rising. And therefore, there's that huge concern that a lot of retail investors who are wanting to invest in the space, just as a result of the fear of not wanting to miss out of the returns that they've been advised that they can get, might be burned, since they're not very well versed in the space. So the concern really is that retail investors might be harmed in this way if the government doesn't step in to regulate the way that the promotion of these crypto assets is done.
Decentralized digital currency has become increasingly popular, not just with the retail investors, but with sophisticated investors like Elon Musk. How influential are individuals like that and influencers, which is the target market that Spain seems to be looking at?
So this is a very good question, because a lot of these influencers, people like you mentioned there, Elon Musk, have huge followers, whether it's on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and therefore hold quite positions of influence to be able to get their their followers to actually follow what they're doing, if it's in terms of sort of investing in assets such as crypto assets that are quite risky. So the concern here again is that somebody could just put out a Twitter there and huge followers just run ahead and do exactly the person that has actually put the tweet, the celebrity, for example, that has put the tweet out there, has advised to do. So, for example, in the case of Spain, one of the things that has triggered this response is a Twitter that was put out by a World Cup winning soccer star, Andrés Iniesta, who basically has 25 million followers and who had put a tweet out there saying that, in quote, he's learning how to get started with crypto and doing this via Binance with pictures of the Binance cryptocurrency sort of site on. So, of course, his followership would want to, you know, follow what he's doing. And so the concern here is that there's so many people that follow these types of celebrities who don't have an idea as to the risks associated with these crypto assets. Of course, we know that crypto assets are wildly volatile, have been through ups and downs, and also the concern that, like I said earlier, some retail investors or huge numbers of retail investors, for the fear of not wanting to miss out of these types of investments, may be investing at the very high end of a market or of the market. And when there's a downturn in the market, might find that they're really suffering significant loss.
Well, the other real concern here is not just encouraging people who may not have the sophistication to understand what they're investing in and the stakes that that they're really facing in terms of the risk, but also that this is behind some of these influences, and I'm not going to sort of name any particular influencer, but that behind some of these tweets and promotions is a manipulation of the market, this so-called pump and dump strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. So the sponsors sometimes behind the influencers is also the interest here for regulation, and which is the reason why in the Spanish state of affairs, or with the way that they're looking at regulating the space, one of the things that they're actually looking at is to find out really who the sponsors of the influencers are, some of which themselves might be new projects, new crypto asset projects that are about to launch, and also in the Spanish situation, questions around whether or not these influencers are actually getting some sort of benefit for promoting through the back door, they say, these types of crypto assets. So really, it's really wanting also to find out who these influencers are associated with, and fundamentally, so if they're associated with crypto asset projects that are either about to launch or are trying to launch or need some sort of boost in order to be able to raise the prices up. So, yeah, absolutely.
So what we're seeing really here, not only in Europe, but here and in other countries, is regulators trying to catch up now. Iwa, before I let you go, and we've only got a little bit of time here, but I just wanted to go to this issue in Kosovo, where they've had to ban crypto mining due to the energy that it takes to do so. They've joined the likes of Iran and China. Do you think that this makes the future of crypto even more murky?
Well, these issues of banning cryptocurrency mining landscapes or the companies that are actually doing that, to a certain extent can affect the price of crypto assets. But I have to say that the types of cryptocurrency blockchains that are emerging now that we're seeing, cryptocurrency blockchains that are sort of trying to cater or deal with this problem. So, for example, there are quite a few cryptocurrency blockchains such as Cardano, such as Solano, Solana, which are actually, rather than based on proof of work, that are quite energy intensive and therefore bad for the environment, are actually based on what is known as proof of stake, which were much more environmentally friendly and not as energy intensive. So there are projects that are actually coming out now that are catering for these types of fears.
It's certainly what you're saying there is not the end of cryptocurrency going forward. It's good to
not
talk to
at
you.
All, no.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Iwa Salami is the interim director of the Centre of FinTech at the University of East London.